This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day program on the air with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Happy to be here. They are happy in their circumstance. They would never say to me, I quit. I've had enough of this. You can take this program and you know what you can do with it.
Don't test me, mister.
They play the song, though.
Yeah, well, in the light of eternity, that has happened to many of us. Here's the story of somebody who quit ISIS. Airstrike slamming ISIS in Syria over the weekend. Window of opportunity opening up for one of their fighters who said, he didn't say it in English. Abu Omar slipped across the border into Turkey. He's sort of hunkering down because now he has a big target on his back. He said, after being interviewed, that ISIS leans heavily on foreign fighters. He met, as a matter of fact, a lot of people from France in the militia. He says they have a major pull in the group, and they've even they are more heinously cruel than some of the Syrian ISIS militants. So what is there about what's going on in France? Pierre, I've called on your expertise before when we've been in difficult situations involving the French, so I would like to know what it is that's going on
ambassador.
In your country. Yes, what's happening in France that so many Frenchmen are joining ISIS?
Yeah, France got a very big trouble. I tell you what, the only Frenchman in France is only the Middle Eastern boys, and they are drinking our wine, they are
I know. Are there subtitles on the radio?
You're stupid Americans. You don't understand anything.
Yep, it's all our fault.
It's a very, 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 very big problem in Paris right now. There are more Middle Easterns. It's Islamabad. Yes. Baghdad. No stupid Americans can visit us anymore.
Okay. Have some more wine, Peter.
Right.
Oui.
Yeah, good morning.
Oui.
All right. Maybe you want to go outside to do that, though.
And the old wine and the old oui. This is a bathroom.
Okay.
May I use your bathroom, please?
There it is. Yes, help yourself. Make sure you flush after you're done. So that's the reason, folks, that so many Frenchmen are joining ISIS. You heard that story exclusively. You will not hear that anywhere else on the radio this morning.
You remember the riots that they had 5 or 6 years ago, whatever. I mean, it's
in France.
That's a hairy situation over there right now.
Yeah, it is. Yep, yep. So,
no pun intended.
No. But how is it that this now we have an epidemic? I don't know, an epidemic. One person being beheaded, but who is it that thinks?
With oh, it's all, tricky.
Isn't this awful? The, mm-hmm. How
is this a crime now? Is this a thing?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's all I want to say about it. Most everybody's heard about what happened in Oklahoma.
And if you haven't, you don't want to.
Don't need to. All right. So anyway, and then there's the usual, look at all the stories. There's a shooting at nightclubs, bunch of family problems, people bumping each other off. Jennifer. Another round of Jennifer Lawrence nude photos leaked.
She likes those pics, huh?
Well, what is it with, why is, you look at somebody's face. You ever do this with someone? You make up your mind about somebody by just looking at their face and thinking, okay, this is a person, the energy that they put out, this is the kind of person this is. Not that having naked photos is bad, but how do they get, who's taking them, and how do they get online? Let's say Richie had naked photos of him taken.
Jennifer's got some.
This weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so how do we keep them...
Yeah, we were sending dirty pictures to each other.
How do we keep them from getting online then?
What do we do about it?
The only way you can keep them from getting online is not to take them. Because
so
if
is
you
she
are,
taking them of herself, or her boyfriend's taking these pictures of her?
Yeah, both,
I think.
I think both, yeah. But
here's the deal. If you take a naked picture, keep your head out of it. I'm telling you how to get around it.
Okay, yeah.
Just take the body shot, leave your face out.
I could not imagine, though, Richie, you taking nude photos of Janet.
No, I cannot imagine Janet letting me.
That's what I mean.
I would never.
Not that I wouldn't do it.
Meredith wouldn't let me take nude photos of her. Not that she wouldn't.
You know what? In this day and age, oh my God. Your kids pick up your phone.
Jenny, you ever take a nude picture of Lisa?
No.
No. Did you ever
would
want
you
to?
Tell us if you did?
Right.
And then some charcoal sketches.
I have a picture of Doug sitting on a toilet.
Yeah. Who wants that?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm keeping that for just the right day when I might need it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I just don't understand. She's among a group of celebrities. There have been others.
She is a free spirit, for sure.
Okay, so that's fine.
These 20-something grew up with this technology. It doesn't scare them like it scares older people.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, you know, I'll take this. I look pretty hot. I want to remember this when I'm 87 that I looked this good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it's a great idea to have naked pictures of yourself floating out there.
I've never had anybody who wanted to take a nude photo of me. Maybe I feel badly about it.
You should ask Meredith if you want a treat. You know, be like, hey, you want me to send you a treat later?
You know, I don't think so. I need to get your...
I can, now she's yelling at the radio again.
No!
Janet. Or Jennifer.
Stop!
Janet had a nude portrait painted of her, like a chalk drawing or whatever.
See, that's the old-fashioned way.
Right, right. And it was old. And she wants to hang it, like, in the living room or something. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Or,
no. You've got kids.
But in the bedroom. Yeah, the only one in the bedroom.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry. My wife is beautiful.
I'm like that, too.
But, yeah, I'm just... But she's like, I don't care. It's a great picture. I look great.
Mm-hmm.
And she does.
God love her.
You know who who's the number one campaign fundraiser for the Democrats? Anybody know? Want to take a guess?
Jennifer Lawrence. She's selling those selfies for money.
Campaign fundraiser. Somebody raising money for the politicians?
For party organizations.
George Clooney.
Nope.
Bill Clinton.
Nope.
Very good guess, though.
Yeah.
Give us a hint.
George Soros.
Female.
Oprah.
Nope.
It's not Hillary because she's actually...
Right, okay, we give up.
I like Oprah.
No, it's obvious, isn't it? Michelle Obama, her husband couldn't raise a nickel, but yet she's out there raising money. She's gone to Wisconsin today for a big fundraiser for party organizations. She will not necessarily go out and support a candidate and raise money for a candidate, but she'll go raise money for the Democratic Party. And it's interesting, people don't do this. Remember when Hillary Clinton started doing this? People don't do it unless they have an ulterior motive. She's not just going out to raise money to get Democrats elected. What Hillary did, and men do it as well, but I think Hillary was more effective at it, when she decided she was running for the Senate, she went out, she picked the people that she wanted to support in the Democratic Party, the ones who had the big campaign war chest, because this is what they do. They trade off, they trade favors for money. So I'll come to your state, I'll help you raise money, and then when I decide I'm going to run for the Senate, which is what Mrs. Obama is going to do, I'll come back to you and say, I've got quite enough money in my till. Will you let me have some? Because that's what they do. They trade off.
Though, Doug?
How what?
Really? How can she run for Senate? You really think so?
Mrs. Obama? How can she run? What are you talking about?
She's
winning a second in Illinois. Well, I mean, experience. She's the first lady. She's a lawyer. What do you mean experience? What are you, experience?
I know. That's what Hillary's running on. I was first lady.
And what does it mean to have experience? Actually, I'd vote for somebody who wasn't a politician if they had this.
Your husband had no experience and he's the president.
Right.
I know.
He's the president in resident. That's my bear.
That's my bush.
No. My bear. Barry.
Oh, Barry.
That's my bear.
Good, Dudley.
Pretty clever. Coming up later on, the United States of America settles with the Navajos. You don't love this. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
What makes a good thing even better? How about having twice as much of it? For a limited time, Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Yes, double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, now just to make sure you heard me right, Boost Mobile is now offering double the high-speed data while dropping the price. I'm not kidding. Unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. That's lots of freaking data for not a lot of dough. Listen, you've got to get in on this double dose of data. Seriously, why pay more when you can pay less for twice as much? Hurry up. This offer will not last forever. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Offer ends 11/3/14. Boost has no annual contract. Double the data from Boost's previous offers. Offers and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A Utah man who pushed over an ancient rock formation in a state park there created a public uproar when a video of his vandalism was posted on YouTube. The one-ton boulder had stood on a pedestal for millions of years, but in the video, the man pushes several times at the huge rock until it finally falls over. He was charged with felony mischief and pled guilty to a reduced charge, but that wasn't the end of his troubles. It turns out that a few weeks before pushing over that boulder, he filed a lawsuit claiming he had permanent and debilitating injuries. The video, however, clearly showed him flexing his muscles and using his whole body to push over the massive boulder. This spurred another public uproar. Let's be fair, it's not uncommon to hear about personal injury lawsuits based on questionable injuries. But when a plaintiff hurts his own case with a public video posted on social media for the whole world to see, that's an uncommon gift to the cause of justice. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
All right, so supposedly this is an historic agreement. The United States of America, you and me, are paying $554 million to settle allegations that the United States mismanaged the Interior Department, and this has been going on for years and years and years. Now, why is this news? This is a 2006 lawsuit in which the Navajo Nation accused the U.S. of failing to invest the tribe's resources in a way that would maximize profits since 1946. So this is, they've been giving them, they paid them for money, like we bought 14 million acres from them, supposedly, and the money was held in escrow, supposedly, to be invested on behalf of the Navajos, and of course it wasn't used properly, so somebody got smart, some smart Navajo lawyer said, wait a minute, look at this, it's weird. They wanted $900 million in a lawsuit, $554 million is what they get.
And they won't have to pay taxes on it.
The Obama administration has paid out $6 billion to tribes and settlements because of these kind of accounts.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Not a test.
Rapid to the beat.
I love this.
And me, the crew,
the
and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am
my
guy. I like to say hello. To the black, to the white, to the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow.
My this is not who you think it is. Got a one-hit wonder playing a song by a group that only had one hit. That's what happens during this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's a big, big, big hit.
This is, I would equate this to Hound Dog or any other massive
this is
rock and roll
to
hit.
Rap what Hound Dog was to rock.
Without a doubt.
888-302-3684. We are going to send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders on it. If you win this contest, then you'll win it by calling 888-302-DOUG to identify this tune called Rapper's Delight. Recorded in one take. Group from Englewood, New Jersey. During this week in 1979, this was big, 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 big. So tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group. Members of this group are Michael Wonder Mike Wright, Henry, Big Bang Hank Jackson, and Guy, Master G.
L-O-L, Holiday M.
If your girl starts acting up, what happens after that?
What's that?
Well, I just heard the lyric line. If your girl starts acting up, rapper is known for not necessarily.
Then you take her friend, Master G. I'm a mellow.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Wow.
That's a rich. Good answer. Answer the phone, yeah. 888-302-3684. This group is the first hip-hop group to have a hit single. Again, this is 1979, the end of the disco era.
So started hip-hop. I mean, really, this is the first original
hip-hop
song.
Their name and record label are named after a neighborhood in Manhattan. That may help you a little bit. They recorded four studio albums, had a lot of hits in the UK, but this was it for them here in the good old US of A. What's the name of this group doing Rapper's Delight? Crank it up, Bridget.
You don't dare come alive, yo. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the
I thought this was Will Smith when I first heard it.
It's white guy rap. It's definitely Will Smith-esque.
White guy rap?
Yeah.
How do you define white guy rap?
It's kind of like for the dorks who don't know, like,
excuse me,
all the big rap.
This is yours.
Yeah, and it's the early stuff.
Dorks. I see if we can figure this out.
You answer that phone, for heaven's sakes. What are you doing? Stop listening to this.
You're dancing.
Just a light, man. I'm on my ball.
And phone. Hibbity, 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 hibbity. Pops went over the clock. 5 to 10, 15, 20, 35, 40, 55, 60. Now it is the time. Now it is the place. We will get to the calls.
So good that you are a radio professional, Dougie, because this would not be your call.
Excuse me?
Get this rapper on your position.
Hi, Jimmy. Let's see, Jimmy, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's the name of this group?
Sugar Hill Gang.
Really? All right. Bill, do you agree with that, Bill?
Oops, hold on a minute.
All right, Bill. Bill, you agree with that?
Bill.
Bill. Phil?
Bill.
Nice going, Richie. It was Phil. All right, so Jimmy, I was going to give a prize to him, too, to Phil or Bill or whoever it was, because both of you had this correct. The Sugar Hill Gang and Rapper's Delight. White Boy Rap. Hold on a minute, Jimmy. We'll take good care of you. I appreciate your calling us this Monday, 28 after the hour. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Are you living with pain? I was after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president. And here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-500-1061 or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061 or onehourpainrelief.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sugar Hill Gang.
I got more of that. You want it? I can play this song all day long.
The beat.
Apparently Blondie. I'm just sitting here looking at the wiki page for this for this song. Apparently Blondie is somehow involved in the creation of it.
Really?
Yeah, getting everybody together that gave them the idea to write it. And I'm not quite sure. I'm still reading through it. But it's funny because, Ken, what's the song that she's got that kind of sounds like this?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to... I can't get it with that plan. Next on the mic
is my man. All right. Anyway. We have a lot to do, Richie. Let's keep moving. This was the one-hit wonder song for which we gave away a swell prize.
Wow. Sure. That's it.
Should we be giving away Good Day goodies as prizes? You can find the Good Day merchandise, the Behind the Doug mug at DougStefan.com. We should give away
some. That's the Doug mug.
Yes.
On the mug.
Yes. A lot of things at DougStefan.com, including information about this cancer walk that's coming up later this month to help finish the fight against breast cancer. If you go to Good Day, the Good Day site, DougStefan, STEPHAN.com, or you can go to MakingStrides.org, sign up for any number. You probably only want to participate in one of these. And if you're in California, you can participate with Jennifer, or you can just support her in her effort to work through this problem. It certainly is something that's close to me because my former wife died of it after 20 years of really putting up a good fight. It's a tough fight. It's not a pleasant fight. It is the number, I don't know what it doesn't make any difference what it is in terms of how many women die from it. What's important is that it ought not to be something that anyone dies, and that's the epitome, that's the ultimate, that's what we would really like to see happen. So there are a lot of stories of walkers that we have shared on our Facebook page, DougStephan.com. I'm sorry, Facebook.com/Today Show. We would ask you to share with us whatever stories you may have in your family, kind of thing that needs a lot of support. And so we're doing this, the American Cancer Society. Why am I having a hard time with words this morning? The American Cancer Society is the one behind this. There are 300 Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walks taking place around the country. You can sign up at DougStephan.com or MakingStridesWalk.org. The money that is being raised helps to fund research and educates people on steps to reduce their risk of breast cancer. It's about what you eat. It's about, there are three things that I found during the course of the 20 years that I was involved, if you will, with this firsthand. It's what you eat, it's how you think, and it's what your heritage is. Whatever you have come into this life with, some of the things that you inherit. My daughter was certainly worried about whether she would have it and did all kinds of testing and found out that she didn't have the propensity to get it in a hereditary. But your genes are an important factor. How you live your life, your stress quotient, and what you eat. Those are the things. Your exposure, the fourth thing is sort of exposure to things that are around you. They can be a factor as well, but all of them come together. Woof. So, Jennifer, I'm not sure whether I've ever asked you whether you have it in your family or not.
We don't, thankfully, have it too close to me. But, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people in my life that have been touched by it. I mean, I don't think you can find anybody who hasn't really been touched by it in some way.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of teachers at my school, grade school, that just really impacted me because both of them were kindergarten teachers in the same classroom, and they died within 3 months of each other after battling breast cancer. And just really bizarre. Yeah. I know, really tough stuff. Both of them had kids. But I'm excited because, obviously, as a woman, this is a really close cause, and I get to walk on October 18th in LA. So if you're in Southern California and you want to walk with me or you want to come for a visit, we'll be out there. You can search for Team Good Day in Los Angeles October 18th. But what's really cool is through social media, even if you don't walk with me in LA and you choose to sign up for another walk, we can all keep in touch with each other through this hashtag Making Strides that we've set up. And that way we can exchange pictures, you know, of the events that we do. And it'd just be really cool. It's kind of like our Good Day team will extend all over the country, whether or not we're in the same location.
Yep. It's a good event. Check it out. DougStephan.com.
And if you share some of your thoughts or comments on our Facebook page, we'll be picking people randomly just to kind of send you a little thank you and kind of a Good Day Walking Strides bag that has all kinds of gift certificates and coupons in it and whatnot. And then that qualifies you for the grand prize coming up at the end of the month, where we could give you money, $1,500, to help you fly out and walk with anybody you want. So if you're, you know, touched to move by and walk with us, tell us on the Facebook page and you could be entered.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you, Janet. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. What did I say? Janet.
Janet.
Seriously? It's the second time I've been called Janet today.
Really? No, listen, that's not bad company to be in.
No, it's not.
Right. All right. So, Kenny, speaking of Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show, social media, what's the big deal? I'm noticing a lot of people, we have two references to Uri today. Uri Geller understands, or at least he thinks he knows, why some of the iPhones are bending. That story at DougStephan.com, along with our video of the day, Uri attempting to bend smartphones in the same way that he bends spoons. Check that out at DougStephan.com. So what are we getting for reaction to that or other things that have been important over the weekend?
We had a list up on the Facebook page all weekend of the top 10 talk radio topics of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked people to weigh in on what they thought was most important to them. Janet says, not Jennifer Janet, but a real Janet, says all of the above, all 10.
By the way, our poll at DougStephan.com, which asks the same thing on Friday, traditionally 32% of you said the ISIS policy was number one for you, and then there are a bunch of like the terror plots and Eric Holder's resignation, et cetera, which is a bunch of hoo-ha. What else have you got there, Kenny?
Celeste is most concerned about new terror plots. That was number three.
Yeah.
Linda is very concerned about the Ebola pandemic threat. And Jay says, what will we get after Holder? After Eric Holder, his Holder resigning was number seven. Jay says, Holder did more to damage the respect of the office than I can ever remember.
Oh, I don't know. John Ashcroft did a pretty good job of messing things up. We've had a series of really bad attorney generals, like really bad presidents, and really bad. With the bad presidents come bad administrators, and administration is weak in this area. And Holder was really a pretty horrible example. We have a lot of good lawyers in this country. If that's not an oxymoron, good and lawyers together, there are a lot of good lawyers. Certainly some more qualified than this guy. His only qualification other than having a law degree was that he was friends with Obama. That was it. Other than that, he was a disaster. What else, Kenny?
Couple more comments about Eric Holder. Let's see. Sanders says Holder's legacy is the Fast and Furious scandal, and that's it.
Hmm.
And Mike says, how long will it take to clean up the mess in the Justice Department that Holder has made?
Not until there's a new administration, and keep your fingers crossed for that. 888-302-3684 for your comments as well. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Our poll today focuses on the Major League Baseball playoffs, a couple of wild card games. Which team do you hope advances? A, the Oakland A's. B, the Kansas City Royals. C, the Pittsburgh Pirates. D, San Francisco. Let's see. I don't know that I care about any one of those teams. What about
you? I'd actually like to see Pittsburgh, which is weird. Really? I can't believe I'm saying that. But yeah. They don't get in there too often.
Mm-hmm. No, all of these teams. When's the last time the Kansas City,
all the small market teams to get in so that the TV Kansas networks City. Are absolutely clenching?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be? Wasn't there a
and there's a real possibility we could see a Washington Nationals Baltimore Orioles World Series
or a Dodgers Angels World Series.
Yeah, with the Dodgers Angels World Series, the TV networks
Highway
would love.
Highway Beltway. Mm-hmm.
But Washington and Baltimore, I think the TV networks would be like.
I'd like to see St. Louis and Kansas City. That would be good. Right.
Okay.
We had a...
You'll never see Kansas City, but...
No, well, maybe.
Not keep dreaming.
Your lifetime. Well, that's because they don't have any money. Look at all the money that is spent. Their team roster and what they pay their team, the team members, versus what New York or Boston pays.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you even compete with that?
Well, let's see where they rank. Hold on.
I know that they rank very close to the bottom because there isn't a lot of money there. I know that I remember reading the story. A lot of criticism has been aimed at the Red Sox ownership now because they're doing the same thing Steinbrenner used to do, just buy the player. I thought there was some sort of a cap that kept that from happening, but apparently there isn't because a lot of money is being spent for a lot of these players, and places like Kansas City don't have a chance to ever.
18th.
They rank 18th.
18th.
Who's at the bottom?
Out of 30, the Astros.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Houston Astros.
The Cubs are at the bottom. That's hard to believe. Pittsburgh Pirates, number 26, Jen.
Huh.
Aw.
All right, so we were talking earlier about the United States of America paying the Navajo tribe $554 million as a settlement.
Dodgers number one.
Spending now, yeah. Well, that's why they're where they are.
I was surprised. I figured the Yankees would be higher, but no.
No, we beat them.
So here's a couple of other things that come to mind as we talk about the $554 million settlement. The Native American chief asked all tribal employees not to use FedEx until the Washington Redskins changed their name. Now, you could say, what's the connections between FedEx?
Oh, FedEx Field.
And the Redskins? You're right. Yeah. The home game is at FedEx Field. The FedEx people purchased the naming rights for the stadium in 7-year, $207 million deal.
How's that working out for you now, FedEx?
Yeah.
You got a terrible team and everybody hates the name. Not everybody.
No.
20% of the people hate the name in polls.
Yeah. Speaking also of Uncle Sam having to cough it up, $40 million at stake as a trial pitting AIG, the insurance company, against the federal government starts today. Federal Claims Court, AIG suit comes about as the result of all of this mortgage investments, the scandals that made everything go bad. Government broke the law by taking control of AIG as part of the bailout of the company. So the feds gave AIG $182 million, but they took it over. And they didn't do that with any other company. This was during the Bush administration. No other company was taken over. And everybody wondered, to this day, I wonder why it was or how it was that the feds thought, we all know when General Motors went bankrupt, the feds took it over, federalized it. But why was it? And the feds say it was because they feared the firm's failure would cripple the economy. Well, that was the case with all the banks and everybody else, too. So why did they take over AIG? That's a question that hopefully will be answered during this trial, because I think it'd be fascinating to find out why the heck they took over AIG. What was there politically? There had to have been some political motive for doing it, but I don't think anybody knows. Does anybody here know why AIG was taken over by the feds during the 2007-2008 collapse of everything? Put all that money in? Nobody knows. Don't you like that deafening silence?
I think you're getting it because I'm Googling.
Oh, you really? Okay. All right. Jennifer's Googling the television information, the report
that
on
got, yep.
What's going on in the world of TV is up next here on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8255 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hi, Jen Jen is here with a television update. Thought it was very interesting to look at the ratings, the first week of ratings, and how powerful this NCIS franchise is.
It's huge.
It is really amazing. This is something that never won an Emmy. The cast has never won anything.
People don't even talk about it so much. But it's one of those solid shows that you can go to all the time, and it just is.
And Harmon's not greedy about being the star. You know, a lot of stars in shows like that would be looking for $1 million a week. Not that he's probably getting paid six to somewhere of $600,000-$700,000 a week. but he hasn't. He has not. He's been very supportive of everybody in the franchise, sort of staying together to make it all work, and that is what makes it work. So good for him as the sort of leader of the band. I saw him being interviewed on some sports show. I don't know why, but it was very interesting to see.
Cool and kind of humble.
Yeah, he is.
Which
yep.
is nice.
Yeah. All right. What else?
All right. Well, this is my fun story of the day for you, Dougie. Patricia Richardson and Tim Allen are having a reunion. Entertainment Weekly reports that there are going to be a mini Home Improvement reunion this season on Last Man Standing, which is Tim Allen's current show, when Patricia Richardson, who played his wife on Home Improvement, will star as one of Tim Allen's neighbors. So that'll be kind of cute. Sure. Last Man Standing is returning to TV on ABC Friday, October 3rd at 8 p.m.
Cool.
Downton Abbey won't be the only place that fans can see Elizabeth McGovern this winter. The show's star is heading on tour with her folk rock band in December, so you can catch her. She'll be touring all over the place.
She seems the most unlikely of anybody.
The rock band person, right?
Yeah, she does.
Now, this story was trending all morning long on Facebook. Apparently, Jennifer Lopez and Leah Remini got into a car accident yesterday. They got hit by a drunk driver. Everybody's okay, but a scary time for them.
Why does that have anything to do with television? 51 after that.
But they're both TV stars.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence?
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Recently come out with a bacon milkshake.
Yeah.
Bacon milkshake. Bacon milkshake, yeah. Which probably explains Jack in the Box's new slogan, Death to America.
Time now for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to discuss some of the major medical discussions. He's here to discuss major... Let me put that a different way. He's here to overview what's going on in the medical journals. For example, the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has a big paper on how you can cut your heart attack risk by 80%. This is something everybody's going to want to hear, Ken.
This is great news. The number one killer of Americans, heart attacks. This is, as you said, published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology just this week. So would you like to prevent, Doug, 4 out of 5 heart attacks?
I'd like to prevent 5 out of 5 heart attacks, but I think 4, if that's the best we can
do. You are a challenging audience. Men who do not smoke, walk or bike for at least 40 minutes per day, exercise at least 1 hour per week, consume 1 to 2 glasses of alcohol daily and follow a diet with fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, reduced fat dairy products, whole grains, and fish, they reduce their heart attack rates by a whopping 86%. A waist measuring less than 30 inches is also associated with fewer heart attacks.
How does a guy have a waist less than 30 inches?
38.
That is 38. Oh, okay. I was going to say 30. Wow. Right.
So the only thing in there that I don't do is drink an alcoholic beverage once a day.
Get on.
Other than that, I'm all set, right?
Jennifer, give him some help.
Hey, I try. But he always likes those sweet things, which I don't think help him much.
I know. I can get
it
off.
It doesn't matter
stuff.
What's in it.
Ken has got me off of the sweet stuff to a point. As long as the jar of M&M's isn't too close.
Yeah, right. Come on. Don't lie. You come to chomping and it's M&M's.
All right. Next item. Let's work on the women's side of the street. Breast cancer risk. Interesting connection here, Ken.
British Medical Journal opened this week. If you want to minimize your chances of developing breast cancer, staying the same skirt size over the years might help, Doug. An increase of one size every 10 years between age 25 and postmenopausal age is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer in postmenopausal women. Are you ready? By 33%. The risk of breast cancer increases by 77% if the skirt goes up two sizes every 10 years from age 25 until postmenopause. While risk factors such as family history and use of hormone replacement are linked with increased risk, increases in skirt size is the strongest predictor.
You got my attention when you said move the skirt up.
Skirt, right?
Yeah, move the skirt up.
We're not talking about inches from the ground. Yeah. We're talking about the size.
All right. Varicose veins. Very interesting news for those who are trying to treat their varicose veins.
Published in your backyard, the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Doug, when treating varicose veins, laser therapy remains the best option. There are three types of treatments: closing off the veins with a laser, injecting a drug foam into the vein, or surgically removing the vein. The laser seems to be the best.
The best. All right. And respiratory or respiratory illnesses are a problem all across the country now, it seems.
Exactly. CDC this week, more than half of the U.S. states have confirmed cases of a respiratory illness that has sickened children with symptoms ranging from mild colds to more severe breathing difficulties. As of Monday this past week, 175 people in 27 states had been diagnosed since mid-August with the illness caused by the somewhat rare enterovirus D68, according to the CDC.
All right, let's help people who are losing their hair. Provia is a product that Ken has been behind. He thought a lot about it, did a lot of research, and found out that it does what it says it will do when it comes to your hair coming back.
More good practical news, ladies and gentlemen. We are all growing old every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, and not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safer colored and treated hair. And now for all your activities, Provia has its great sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
800-543-5817 to get your hair back the natural way. 800-543-5817. Provia cleanses the pores, allows the follicles to grow back through your scalp. That's why your hair comes back. Incredible. 800-543-5817. Ken's done the research. He wouldn't say it worked if it didn't. 800-543-5817. Get your hair back naturally.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.